Sunday the 26th of October, Kofa Zion Tishrei, Rabbi Noach Orlowek, Lakol Zman Va'eis, Time Efficiency.
I love coming here. Things are on time. Things are on time. And it's a good subject. So first of all, I would like to say what we're going to do. What's the map? We're going to define what time efficiency is. And before that, we have to ask ourselves, like, why? Why do I have to be time efficient? There's a phenomenon in the world that people will buy a new computer at a great cost because so in order that the hourglass should take a millisecond less. So these people in the stomach, they all came from killing. A moment of life. A moment of saved, right? How do I know it's not like that? So there's a site from the Alta. I learned in the mirror. The Alta means the Alta from Kelm. No, we've had these four courses about it. The Alta is also, but when I say Alta, I mean the Alta from Kelm. The Alta, the Chaim Levocha says, that's what brings him down. There's a principle. It's in Maimon Nechmon V'Noyim. The Maimon is the first shtickle in Chochma Musa. And in Rav Dessler, it's called Maisim Mevaim Eilu Esevel. It says, Vatikana Rochel Bachleisa. She's jealous. So Rashi says, she was jealous of the Maisim Tavim. Ben Garaya. Who said? Maybe she was jealous. So he says, look, if you're not sure about a Maisa, look at the bigger picture. Who's this Rachel? Rachel gave the simonim to Leah. Now there was no chance that she was going to marry Yaakov, because first of all, Yaakov had every right to be upset with her, and the others kept even drabonans. I mean, Achos Ishto was kares. It's like there's no chance. She was giving up her life forever. Yeah. That person, you widen the scope. That person, it's not jealousy of her children. It's jealousy of her mice and pussy. Esav, he kissed Yaakov. Didn't kiss him b'chol libos. Maybe yes. How do you know? Same thing. Widen the screen. It's a very, very big issue. It's not our subject. You have trouble with a spouse or with a child or with a partner or with yourself. Instead of looking just at this Maisa, widen the picture. You have a child who, you know, his shoes are in two different parts of the house all the time. And you are the teva neat. How do you handle it? Or you have a wife who has a certain teva. And, you know, it drives you up a slick wall. So what do you do? The answer is you don't just look at that. You look at a bigger picture. There are a lot of other things also that are good. It's the same Yisrael, just the pshat, Tzadikim Darshan Masan Mishrach, Mishrach and Darshan Lignai. You look at a bigger picture. So these people are going out and buying a computer in order that, you know, they should save a millisecond. It's not Hashivas at time. How do I know? Because look at all the time they waste the rest of their lives. It must be they're impatient. So there's a difference between time efficiency and impatience. What is time efficiency? And why do we need it? There's a shtickle. I have a seder with Rav Matisyahu Shlita on my treadmill. There's many, many tapes. And he's a treasure for Klal Yisrael. So he has a shtickle on Zrizus. Yeah? Which I'm going to give some Rashi on. But he says, he brings down the, at the end of the first parak in Zrizus, he talks about things in Mesilas Yesharim, talks about Zrizus, V'tireh shehamalochim nishtabchu b'mida atay v'azayis. And he brings the pasuk, Yibayi Koyach, I say, Dvarai, They're fast, what's good about being fast? So what's the Malach? So that's good for Malach, I'm not a Malach. Rav Matzios said a verse like this, and we're going to expand on it, Bezus Hashem. A Zoriz gets more done. He accomplishes more. Rav Matzios Moshe was a postman. A postman was shluchim of the Ribbono Shel Olam in Olam Hazeh. It's actually the Russian Sfasemis and Pashas Chayasar. We're shluchim of the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. A shliach, the more shlichus he gets done, the better shliach he is. So a postman, the quicker he delivers the post, the more he can come back to headquarters and get more letters. We want to do something in this world. A zoriz is someone who gets more done. And he brought a Yerushalmi, Rav Matzios, he says that the chilu mechapa hakodesh, the kohen gadol, a person can't go into the kodesh hakodashim ever, even on Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol was a malach. He said, in order to do all the avodah on Yom Kippurim, so you had to move. Had to do things quickly. But we need to fine-tune this, as I said. And this is our subject of time efficiency, not Jesus. Yeah? Which, of course, is related. In Kelm, they did things slowly. You know that? Was time efficiency? They do things deliberately. What's the pshat? So I tell what I think. Mishil Zishon says, Zihirus Mivir Lidei Zrizus. Yeah? I don't understand. The more of a Zohi you become, the slower you're going to get. How is Zihirus Mivir Lidei Zrizus? It brings the Zrizus. Or, Mitoch Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma. Shaloi Lishma is the opposite. How can you, the more you perfect yourself, quote unquote, in Shaloi Lishma, so the less likely you are to get to Lishma. So what's the answer? The answer is as follows. I have a definition of a genius. A genius is someone who thinks slowly, quickly. It doesn't miss any steps. It just does it quickly. A person is like a ladder. A ladder is an instrument which is constructed in such a way that if you try and skip steps, you have a fall. But you can go up a ladder quickly. You go up a ladder slowly. But when you go up a ladder quickly, you're still going one step at a time. So, Zihirus is Mavila de Zizus. What's Zihirus? What's Zizus? Zizus is fast Zihirus. So, Zihirus is Mavila de Zizus when you know your end goal is Zizus. So then it will bring to Zizus. Because it's just an extended Zihirus, that's all. I had a student once who was a tennis teacher. And I always use this motion. He told me I'm right. When you learn how to do anything, first do it right. Do it slowly. Do it correctly. Do it perfectly. And then you can add speed. That's like echus bringing kamus. Quality can bring quantity. But quantity never brings quality. Ma'at hazach chavis avos. Ma'at hazach huarav. Something, a little bit of purity is a lot. So, one sense is, well, quality weighs more than quantity does. But there's another check. When you have quality, then all you need to do is expand on it. More of it. But if you just don't have quality to begin with, you just have quantity, so then you have, a lot of imperfection. So the neighbors, so what's coming out, is Zihirus will bring to Zizus when my goal is Zizus. Shalai Lishma, maybe Lidei Lishma. Shalai Lishma, you'll get stuck in Shalai Lishma. Those are familiar with Rav Dessler. If Shalai Lishma is your goal, then you're going to get stuck in it. It's not maybe Lishma. It's only when you know that it's an anteroom to Lishma. Look, the flesh is weak. I'm young. I don't have the perception to know the greatness of Ruchnias. So I need a little Shalai Lishma to keep me going. But I know in my heart, one day I want to get to Lishma. So then, Shalai Lishma is maybe Lidei Lishma. So, we're talking now about, when we talk about time management, what we're talking about is able to do things as quickly as possible, but as well as possible. And sometimes well means slowly. I heard from Rav Ober, Zecheinu Livracha, he tells people, come to shul a couple of minutes before. It makes such a difference. Stop and decide you're going to daven. Stop and realize, contemplate for 30 seconds about what you're about to do. I tell people, at least one bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. Stop before the bracha and decide you're going to make the bracha. Put it on manual. Because someone told me that this only could happen to a from birth person. He had a shel yad on, and his shel rosh wasn't on. But he wasn't sure if he was taking his tefillin off, yeah, putting them on. So what's the halach then? Stop and decide you're going to do something. It takes time. Deliberateness will slow you down, but the time spent will be better spent. Pause before you walk into your home, and if you see your nameplate on the door and say, hey, that's my house, this I heard from Rabbi Zvi Miller Zecheinu Livracha, that's my name on the door, I'm responsible for what goes on the other side of the door. So stop and reflect. Stop. Is that time efficient? Oh boy, is that time efficient. Is that time efficient? There's a Gemara Mesichta Ksuvos. Daf Yud Zayin. That there was a Jew, an old Jew, who used to juggle hadassim. And Rav Zeira had tainas on him. Rav Zeira was a person who was not taken in by externalities. When he came to Rome, they sang for him, like Chavaloi Sirach V'Yalas Chaim, without any type of makeup, by any type of cosmetics. Yalas Chaim, he has Chaim. My Rebbe Zecheinu Livracha, Rav Simcha Wasserman, he said, not despite the fact that he didn't have makeup on, he was Yalas Chaim. Because that's the real Chaim. I don't need anything artificial to be beautiful. I don't have to impress you. That's beauty. So Rav Zeira said, "Kol mikzef on sava." It doesn't pasach nisht. It doesn't befit you to stand there and twirl the hadas leaves in front of the chasen and kala at the levay of this person. There was an amud denura, a pillar of fire. And they thought that he was right. Because only Chad Bidora, Tei Bidora, that has a pillar of fire. And there's three Lishainis in the Gemara there. One says, Shaitisa, the Maka Goramai, the Shait, the branch. One says, Shita Se Dema, Shita, and Shtus Se Dema, Shtus. And that's an order of Lanias, right? The whole subject. So the Maral says, like this, what are these three Lishainis? First is, how well do you do something? How perfectly do you do it? That's the shite. The olive, the branch, the hadas branch, he twirled it beautifully. He did a good job. But then, how often do you do it? This happens once every couple of years. Not, that's not enough of his course. You do it well, but then you do it shitase demar. You do it consistently. And then, you're willing to do things that even embarrass. You want to look like a shaita. I think these three things are chronological. One is, do something right. Do it slow. Do it perfectly. Once you've done it slowly and perfectly, so then you can make a shita out of it. You can do it often. Again and again and again and again and again. Once those two things are happening, you have both the quality of the act and, so to speak, the quantity of the act. So then you appreciate this act so much, it's so true to you and so real to you, that you're willing to do it even if people make fun of you. Because I know I'm right. There was a Jew in Far Rockaway in New York, Rabbi Avraham Blumenkrantz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So he was walking in the street once and someone said to him, Jew. And he turned around and looked at him and said, jealous? You know. Because he was clear about who he was. My Rebbe Zichron Livracha of Simcha Vasim used to say it like this. He says, in I saw photos of it. It was already earlier in my time. They were, in America, it's illegal now, supposedly, that they have country clubs that have a sign on in front of it, no dogs or Jews allowed. So Rebbe Zichron Livracha asked, why is it when I walk past such a country club, I yawn? And a secular Jew walks past such a country club, he makes a federal case out of it. He goes to court. He makes all kinds of judgments. Why? So he said something very beautiful. He said, a secular Jew is paying the price for being a Jew and not getting the product. You go into a store and you buy a tin of coffee and you put down your £5. Now I've proven to you I don't know what prices are in this country. And you put down a small tin, of course. And you walk out. You walk out of the store. You leave the coffee on the counter. You feel terrible. I paid the price. Why shouldn't I get the product? So a secular Jew sees it. You hate me. Why? He doesn't. He's not getting the product. So when a person, time efficiency, the first point that we're making is that time efficiency means not doing something quickly. Quickness has a mile to it. It has a quality. You get more done. We're in this world to accomplish, but we have to accomplish correctly. Therefore, time efficiency has to be coupled with a deliberateness. Generally, this deliberateness is beforehand. There's a rule in life, which I've seen so many times, that in order to do something, often you have to do the opposite first. In order to open your mouth and be worth listening to, you have to keep it shut for many years. You have to keep it shut. In order to be inflexible about something and not ruin a relationship, you have to be flexible many times beforehand. Or as Shlomo Brev the Shlita said, you want to build a skyscraper? You dig down first. See, here we have another example. You want to do things quickly, you have to be deliberate first. And here we come to a point. There's a difference between leisure and comfort. Comfort, I do things because it's easier to do it slowly. It's easier to take your time. It's easier to luxuriate. We're not here for an easy life. That's comfort. Leisure is I have the time I need. I'm not rushed. You know, in Kelm, they used to have once a month to daven fast. What's going to happen to you if you ever find yourself in a place? I remember Rav Olbe Zichron Livracha, she wanted to speak to him before he met his yeshiva. So he lived in Givat Shaul, and there's a shul that's what we call a minion factory. Every city has this minion factory, and I'm not deprecating anyone, but that's what they are. So you knew he came for the first minion. At the beginning of the first minyan, he said Shemoneh Esrei with the second minyan, and finished up with the third minyan. Time efficiency. The answer is no. This is supposed to be done slowly. It's improper use of time if you do it quickly. So we're talking about being able to have leisure. Leisure doesn't mean in the secular sense. Leisure has this connotation of time to do nothing. Leisure. It's not my first four here, and I've been here 3 days. I talk about flying coach, and no one knew what I was talking about. A flying coach? And you call it economy in an airline. And the worst one was when I was crossing the street with the rabbi over here, Rabbi Schiff, and I once again had one of my conflicts with English driving, and they're coming from over there, and I said to him, Rabbi, cross me. Oh my, that was not a rabbinical thing to say. Leisure means the ability to do things at the pace you're supposed to do it. There's nothing rushing you. And here we come to the difference between negative pressure and positive pressure. I have a testing paradigm. Some people take tests. They study for the test real hard. They call it in the United States cramming. I don't know if they have a word for that here. They say it here? Cramming? And immediately after the test, they get 100. They've forgotten everything. Yeah? And you have another person who, he does the tests are a great help to him. What's the difference? The difference is, the first person, I don't really want the test. I want the grade. I'm not interested in the information. You're forcing me to take the test in order to get a certificate, in order to pass the course. I want the grade. I want the certificate. I'm not interested in the information. You're forcing me to learn the information. Okay? That's negative pressure. I have to do it. My mind really doesn't want it. It will forget it. As the Gaon says in Igeres HaGro, and divrei Torah nikibayim b'libei shel adam ki'im b'nachas. Nikibayim is kavua. To stay there. Not forget it after the test is done. It has to be b'nachas. But there's a person who wants the information. He wants the Torah. I'm grateful to the Rashiva of Derech Chaim in Brooklyn, Rabbi Saul Plutchak. We were together by Rosh Hashanah. This goes back 40 years. Mishnah Berurah is easy come, easy go. It's written in such a way, it's just mamish. It's fair. But then it goes out fast. So I asked them to give me 5 minutes or 7 minutes every Friday to test me on Mishnah Berurah. And the whole week I studied for that test. I wanted the information. But in order to get myself to learn it, I needed a test. That positive pressure. That chose the pressure you choose. So when we talk about leisure, we're not talking about having an easy life. We're talking about having a life where I'm in control of the time and not someone else. One of the wisest Jews that I know lives in the Muncie. His name is Avi Shulman. It's Avi Shulman. He's very close with Rav Matisyahu. And he said as follows. He says, if you don't take control of your time, somebody else will. Quote. There's always somebody around who's willing to take control of your time. So now I want to finish. We have 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. No?
Yeah.
5. Okay, because my schedule says 7:15. But I'm very happy to be here. Now we're coming to a point, in order to have time efficiency, you have to have menuchas ha-nefesh. A person who has menuchas ha-nefesh can do things quickly and they can do things slowly. It depends what's called for. What is menuchas ha-nefesh? So the Alter says, Ein pizo ke pizo ha-nefesh, the Ein menucha ke menuchas ha-nefesh. The opposite of menuchas ha-nefesh is scatteredness of nefesh. So menuchas ha-nefesh is a focus. It's not just being at peace. Being at peace is the precursor. It's what we need beforehand in order to be able to be at peace. In order to be able to focus, I have to be at peace. What's the trap? Menuchas ha-nefesh. Menuchas ha-nefesh means right now in my mind there's no competition going on about what I should be doing. I may have something to do every second of the day. My chavrusa in yeshiva, he wants to ask a Chaim Kanievsky a question. Not for a bracha, not for an ace. He had a kash in the tesis. So he said, I have a kash in the tesis and that's mem alef. And Rav Chaim was writing. And he looks up and tells him a kash in the tesis and the tesis bubba kam daf mem alef. He doesn't say a word, Rav Chaim. Pulls out the gemara, gives it to him, and keeps writing. It was daf mem beis. He was with a block. And they said, oh no, it's daf mem beis. And so then he looked up and said, okay, now what's your question? He answered the question and immediately went back to writing. Immediately went back to writing. There's no, he wasn't full of stress. Right now I'm doing this. A moment later I'm doing that because my mind is at peace. That's the key to time efficiency is menuchas ha-nefesh. This is a subject in itself, but menuchas ha-nefesh is the ability to focus and not have the outside things bother you. And this, Reb Chaim Zecheinu Livracha, Reb Chaim Friedlander says, Yisocha chamoy garen. Yisocha is like a donkey. A donkey is not a complimentary term in any language. Yeah, Yisocha is a chamor. Says, what is it about a chamor? A chamor doesn't need a lot to keep it happy. It can plop it down, Ben Hamish Kosayim. It could rain, it could be windy, doesn't need fancy food. He said, he's at peace. He's at peace. A horse goes fast, I understand. But it needs a stable, it needs a certain kind of food, and that's more finicky. It's more particular. It won't have menuchas hanefesh. The chamor has menuchas hanefesh. And Rabbi Matisyahu, I heard it from him, he brings down in Pashas Vayechi, yeah? He says you shouldn't think that menuchas, it's on page resh pei, yeah, in Vayechi. So don't think menuchas hanefesh has to do with menuchas haguf. It's quite the opposite. The more menuchas haguf you need, the less menuchas hanefesh you're going to have. Because you get shaken by what goes on around you. If it's not quite so, so then you can't think. You have to be able to separate it. So we're going to finish with this point. Stress has three moving parts to it. One is, I have to do it, I have to do it now, and I have to do it perfectly. If you think those three things, then you're not going to have menuchas nefesh, and you'll do it imperfectly, and your time won't be used properly. I only know one time in human history that happened, is that there was a fellow named Armstrong who took off from the moon, and he had a dock with the lunar module, the command module. And he had one shot at it. If he'd miss, he'd be the first moon around the moon. Okay? That was it. That would be it. So he was docking automatically, and the computer said everything is fine, and his eye told him maybe not. He had a split second to decide should he abort the computer and dock manually, or let the computer go on its merry way. Yes, he had to do it. He had to do it now, and he had to do it perfectly. So if you ever take off from the moon, said, they're not going to listen to me. Yeah? But in all other cases, this mindset is damaging. So you have to have menuchas hanefesh. Menuchas hanefesh is the ability, what I'm doing now, whether I'm going to do something else in 5 seconds from now, is totally immaterial. And that comes from the ability to separate things and say, right now I'm doing this. And that's what we say, time efficiency is doing things slowly, quickly. Right now I'm just doing this, and as long as it takes me, I'm going to do it. If you have only 10 minutes to listen to a musical presentation, don't listen to Beethoven's Fifth, because it takes 12. It's just not going to work. It's not efficient use of time. So time efficiency is to know where I am now, why I am now, and doing it properly sometimes means doing it slowly, and when you learn how to do things slowly, quickly, then you have time efficiency and you use your life better.